The Youth's Instructor, August 11, 1892. Words to the Young. There are many young men who pride themselves on their good behavior and who think that their morality is all they need. They are self-righteous, as was Cain, who thought he could bring his offering to God without the blood of Jesus. But God refused to accept his sacrifice. He could offer only that which had been made his through the blood and merit of Jesus. The infinite offering was prefigured in the sacrifice required at his hand. But he came to God as though presenting that which he had obtained through his own merits and righteousness. He was not accepted of God because he did not offer the merit of Christ with humble and contrite heart. The self-righteous youth need a Savior today as much as did Cain when he came to God in the garments of his own righteousness. Without me, Christ says, ye can do nothing. We either gather with Christ or we scatter abroad. The youth who glory in their independence apart from Christ should not have an influence to lure any of you away from your Savior. Their self-righteous robes are stained with sin and will not cover them in the day of God. The youth may receive grace from Christ daily and find their light growing brighter and brighter as they follow in the path of holiness. The psalmist says, "The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Growth in grace will not lead you to be proud, self-confident, and boastful, but will make you more conscious of your own nothingness, of your entire dependence upon the Lord. He who is growing in grace will be ever reaching heavenward, obtaining clearer views of the fullness of the provisions of the gospel. The youth may be free in Christ. They may be the children of light and not of darkness. God calls upon every young man and young woman to renounce every evil habit, to be diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Jesus will help you so that you need not remain in indolence, making no effort to correct your wrongs or improve your conduct. The sincerity of your prayers will be proved by the vigor of the effort you make to obey all of God's commandments. You may move intelligently and at every step renounce evil habits and associations, believing that the Lord will renovate your heart by the power of His Spirit. Some have said that God pardons only the penitent. This is true, but whom He pardons, He first makes penitent. God calls upon every young man and woman who reads these words to put forth every effort to become all that it is possible through the grace and strength of Christ to become. If you meet the mind of God, you cannot be idle. You cannot be indifferent. Not one of you will be saved in indolence. You must learn in the school of Christ. Do not excuse your defects of character, but in the grace of Christ, overcome them. Wrestle with the evil passions which the Word of God condemns, for in yielding to them, you abase yourself. Repent of sin while mercy's sweet voice invites you, for it is the first step in the noblest work you can do. Strive for the mastery with all the powers God hath given you, and make straight paths for your feet. Heaven is worth every effort you can make. The angels of God are interested for your salvation, and Jesus is waiting to be to you a very present help in every time of need. He would have you gird up the loins of your mind and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you by the revelation of Christ.